And remember, even if you were to compare, you know, your strengths to the strengths of someone else, there will always be someone who is quote unquote better or worse. Okay, this is like real life. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There are people who are better at certain things than other people. But the thing is, where you are on that scale is none of your business.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get real answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. My name is Aquia Robinson, and I'm a makeup artist, beauty educator, and the creator of Friends in Beauty. I created Friends in Beauty to support like-minded creatives, just like you, on their quest to connect, network, and build genuine relationships within the beauty community. Join me every week as me and my special guests reveal the keys to success and longevity in the beauty industry, and most importantly, have fun while doing it. You ready? Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. If you are a friend in beauty, I welcome you to join the Friends in Beauty Facebook community. If you're looking for a community of like-minded, ambitious friends in beauty to virtually connect with, network, and share resources, then click the link down below in the show description to join our community, and I'll be there to welcome you with open arms. The Friends in Beauty podcast is available on several platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, Google, you name it. Wherever you are listening from, thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to the Friends in Beauty podcast. I truly, truly appreciate you. And I would love it if you would leave the podcast a 5-star rating, review, subscribe, comment, like, share, whatever you have to do. I would love to hear your feedback and what you think about the podcast. Also, follow Friends in Beauty on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty. What I like to do is something called the Friends in Beauty Friday feature, where every Friday I spotlight a different friend in beauty and their accomplishment. No matter how big or small you think it is, I want to shout you out and send you some good vibes. So all you have to do is use the hashtag FIB Friday feature and tag at Friends in Beauty so I can see what you're up to and I can spotlight you on our page. Also, click the link down below in the show description to join the Friends in Beauty mailing list. I like to send out little different gems throughout the week, including the Friends in Beauty Friday feature. And also, you'll be the first to know about all things Friends in Beauty, all the trainings that Friends in Beauty are doing, and upcoming trainings. You will have first access to that as well. So make sure you are on the mailing list. And also, additionally, share the Friends in Beauty podcast with your other friends in beauty, your family, your friends, anybody that you think could benefit from the information that is being shared here. Share, share, share away so that you can help us to grow the Friends in Beauty community. Lastly, a quick announcement. This Friday, November 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be hosting exclusively for the Friends of Beauty community a goal setting and strategy masterclass. So if you have not gone about, you know, planning ahead and starting to plan your goals and your business and creating the strategy for, you know, your success in 2021, click the link down below in the show description so you can find out more about that masterclass. I would love to have you, and I would love to help you map out your goals. So let's go ahead and get into it. So today's episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast, I want to talk to you about comparison syndrome. And comparison syndrome is something that I've talked about with my friends in beauty before, and I know it's something that we all go through at some point or another. You may be experiencing comparison syndrome at this moment. I want to give you some tips in this episode for curing. And I cannot even say that word without my DC accent coming out, but I want to give you some tips in this episode for curing your comparison syndrome. And like I said, it's something that we all go through at some point or another because we're human. And I really feel like there's a difference between like a healthy comparison and an unhealthy comparison. So if it's a healthy comparison, I feel like when you're observing someone in admiration and then using them as motivation to step your game up. Whereas with unhealthy comparison is when you're observing somebody, you're comparing your results, and then you get stuck on, you know, what they achieved versus what you haven't achieved. That can be very unhealthy and very hurtful to, you know, your self-esteem, your ego,
your success, like everything. It just holds you back. And I'm your friend. I'm your best friend in beauty, and you are my friend in beauty. So I want to see you do well, and I don't want you to get caught up on comparison syndrome any longer. So let's just think about it. Like, if you were to take someone else's strengths, right, and compare them to your weaknesses, like, how do you think that you would measure up in that comparison? Like, really think about it. If you took someone else's strengths, compared them to your weaknesses, how do you think you would measure up? Do you think it would be a good feeling? The answer is probably no, right? So why do you do it anyway? Like, why do we continue to do that? That's exactly what we do when it comes to comparison syndrome. We're taking someone else's strengths, their highlight reel on social media, and then comparing it to what we think is our weaknesses or less than. We have to cut that out. That is a recipe for disaster. It will end up with you, like, lowering your self-esteem, depression, envy, unhappiness. And what you really end up doing is resenting other people for their success. And that's not good. That's only going to block your blessing. Those are not the things that serve you well. And those are not the things that make you productive towards your goal. So I want to give you my 5 tips. And this is my opinion. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. This is not, you know, medical advice or anything like that. But I want to give you my tips for curing, with my DC accent, I want to give you my 5 tips for curing comparison syndrome. Okay, so my tip number one is you have to be aware. Tip number one is awareness. You can't change something if you aren't aware. And most of us aren't even aware that we are comparing ourselves to people on a regular basis. We are very unconscious to the fact that we are doing this. So you have to be aware that you are even comparing yourself to somebody in an unhealthy way. Think about it. Is there someone you compare yourself to frequently? Are there any updates on social media in particular or just in life that make you feel envious, anxious, or less than amazing, less than that amazing person that you are? Or even better than someone, to think about it, because comparison doesn't always have to be you feeling less than, but sometimes the comparison syndrome, there are people out here, I hope you're not one of them, my friend in beauty, that compare themselves as like they're better than someone, and that's never good. So what you have to do is you have to catch yourself in the act, because that's comparison syndrome creeping in, and you need to redirect that energy as soon as possible. And that leads me into my next tip. Tip number two is to stop yourself. After you have that awareness, you have to stop yourself. Once you realize what's going on, just pause for a second. This isn't the time to beat yourself up or feel bad. It's definitely an opportunity for acknowledgement, acknowledging the thought, and to change your focus. This may even be the time to go a little bit deeper and learn why those feelings exist so strongly in the first place. Okay, so just stop yourself, become like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling? Why am I feeling envious towards this person? You have to be aware, and you have to stop yourself in that moment and redirect that energy into like a positive thought, right? Because we want positive, good vibes around here. So tip number three is to focus on your strengths. Instead of focusing on your weaknesses, figure out what your strengths are, what you're good at, and highlight them, celebrate them, be proud of them. And remember, even if you were to compare, you know, your strengths to the strengths of someone else, there will always be someone who is quote unquote better or worse. Okay, this is like real life, okay? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There are people who are better at certain things than other people. But the thing is, where you are on that scale is none of your business. It has nothing to do with what you're capable of accomplishing. You are unique, and you add value to every situation that you come in contact with. So just remember that. Focus on, the key word is, your strengths, not the strengths of someone else, but focus on yours, because that's the thing that's going to make you stand apart. And that's the thing that's going to make you successful, is focusing on what you can bring to the table. Okay. Tip number four is my favorite. One of my favorites is express gratitude. Be grateful for what you do have and stop coming from a place of lack. when you focus on and you give energy towards what you're grateful for, you'll find yourself really with a plate full of more things to be grateful for. And it's quite the opposite as well. If you don't express gratitude and you only focus on what you don't have or what you can't do or what this person is doing and you what you're not doing, then you're going to find yourself with more things that you can't do and just always feeling like you're less than. And that is not the case at all. So you have to express gratitude for everything that happens, the good and the bad. Okay. Even like things as small as when I have a client and I get that payment notification, that deposit notification, I literally say out loud, thank you. Like, thank you for this energy flow of money. Okay. Express gratitude. When you finish a client, be grateful that you have that client. Be grateful for the ones who did not, you know, follow through, because it was probably a reason and it was blocking you from something. Okay. So express gratitude. Please, please, please. My tip number five, my last tip, is to avoid any triggers. Avoid triggers that make you fall back into that comparison syndrome. And that is why awareness is so important, because if you don't know what it is that's making you fall into this comparison syndrome, then you can't fix it. So avoid any triggers. And from what I realized, most of what triggers people nowadays is social media. So avoid mindlessly scrolling through the gram or scrolling through Facebook and engaging in the drama and all of that good stuff. Because studies have like literally shown that social media increases depression, envy, and just decreases your well-being altogether. So you have to choose what you tap into, what you tune into, and keep it at a minimum. Protect your headspace. And that might even involve, you know, cutting people off, putting certain people at a distance. It depends on what your trigger is. So you definitely want to avoid anything that is going to make you, you know, fall back into that comparison syndrome, because it's time to win. Like, I don't know about you, but it's time to win. I get tired of, you know, sitting still for so long and not seeing my goals come to fruition because of the little things that I may or may not be doing to contribute, you know, to my success. So cut it out. Cut that comparison syndrome out, friend and beauty. Okay, so let me give you a quick recap. A quick recap of my five tips for curing your comparison syndrome. Number one is awareness. Number two is to stop yourself. Number three is to focus on your strengths. Number four, express gratitude. Number five is to avoid any triggers. So I hope that was helpful. Some things that I want you to do is to really put your blinders on. If you are somebody who is experiencing comparison syndrome at this moment, you really have to put your blinders on and focus on you. Have that tunnel vision. Like, for example, if you ever seen like a horse race, right? A lot of the times they put these blinders, like they have the little helmet on their heads, but they have these blinders by their eyes so that the horse can't see like anything in its peripheral vision out the corner of its eye. It can only focus on what is ahead of them. That's what I want you to do. You have to have your imaginary blinders on and act like there is nothing to the left, to the right, and just focus on what is ahead of you. And what is ahead of you is your individual journey. It doesn't matter, you know, what the person to your left, right, top, bottom, wherever. It doesn't matter what they're doing. What they're doing, you have to focus on yourself. Even I've seen it too. Oh my gosh. I saw this video one time of a swimming match. And this person was swimming, and they were pretty much in the lead. But the moment that they kind of peeked their head up to see where, you know, the person was beside them was in the race, they lost the race by like a couple of seconds only because they took the moment to see where somebody else was. It does not matter what anybody else is doing. Focus on you. Okay. And some other things that have helped me, because I suffer from comparison syndrome every now and then. Like I am not immune to this, but the things that have helped me is definitely affirmations. And if you don't know what affirmations are, look it up, but definitely start practicing and get in the habit of, you know, saying out loud your affirmations, journaling your affirmations, and reading them out loud to yourself every single day, because the more you do affirmations, the more your behavior starts to change, and it pretty much tricks your brain into believing, into convincing yourself that you're amazing. Okay. Also, meditation. Like, if you're not into meditation in the traditional sense, I get you. But for me, meditation really, really helped with my comparison syndrome, because the way that I was taught about meditation is like to focus on your breath, focus on your breathing. And a lot of times people think that you have to like empty your brain in order to meditate. But what has helped me with meditating is realizing that it's okay for, you know, those thoughts, certain thoughts and stuff to creep up in your head, because you want to be able to monitor your thoughts. So it was so interesting that when I first started meditating, I would have like a lot of negative thoughts pop up into my head. And instead of feeling bad about it, I was taught to acknowledge it. Okay, I see you, sis. I see you, negative thought. And then replace it with something that is positive. And once I started to do that, I noticed that the more I meditated, I was able to, you know, focus on my breathing and, you know, allow good thoughts to come in. I really don't have any negative thoughts anymore. But also what it did was, in my real life, when I'm not meditating and I catch myself with a negative thought, or I catch myself in a situation, I know that I can redirect my thought with something positive. So affirmations and meditation have definitely helped me with this comparison syndrome. It doesn't creep up as much as it used to in the past, but every now and then it does. And I have that awareness and I stop myself and I know, you know, what to do to get rid of it. Also, I would say to surround yourself with positive, non-judgmental friends, family, support system, what have you, because I definitely have my friends that, you know, I vent to when something's not going right, or if I feel that, you know, comparison syndrome creeping in, and they're able to, you know, redirect me and point me in the right direction. And it's the same for me. I definitely have friends who come and they vent to me as well, and I'm able to, you know, redirect them and get them back on track as well. So I hope this episode was helpful. If you are experiencing comparison syndrome at this moment, know that you are not alone. This is something that we all go through. But in order to, you know, move forward and be successful in your business, you cannot allow those feelings of comparison to hold you back. You have to push through and you have to acknowledge it, be aware of it, acknowledge it, and move forward. Okay. Leave me some feedback on this episode. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you are, you know, experiencing comparison syndrome, or if you have in the past, I would love to know, you know, some of your tips for, you know, getting over comparison syndrome. So leave me a review, comment on the designated post for this episode in the Friends of Beauty Facebook community or on Instagram, because I would love to engage. I would love to have a conversation, more conversation around this, just to let people know, like, you know, this is something that happens, but you can definitely get over it. So as a reminder, before I go, click the link down below for the goal setting and strategy masterclass happening this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will talk to you next week in another episode of the Friends of Beauty podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time listening to this episode, and I hope that it was helpful for you. If you have a friend in beauty or a friend that is going through comparison syndrome at the moment and you feel like this episode will be helpful for them, share away. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. Share this episode with at least one friend in beauty and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that other friends in beauty can find this show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.